Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 December 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I'm bringing up a special guest. I just spoke to him for the first time, I think, yesterday, and I like his topic. It is a podcast entitled Bible Threads. We're going to talk to Dr. Bruce Becker in a minute. We're going to share some things. Folks, you may want to pay attention to this one because we're going to show you how the Bible actually ties together in everything. And it's not just happenstance, okay? I know you're going to enjoy this program. Before I do that, though, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern to take phone calls, answer questions, just talk a little bit. And you know we're here, folks. We want to hear from you. If you want to give a donation, we can appreciate that. Chris will be here to do that, or to fill orders, whatever you want to do. You feel free to call tomorrow and talk to us. But that we still have the water filters on special through this whole month. 15% off. Get them while you can. Everyone needs clean water, folks. And these filters will do what you want them to do. And again, just call tomorrow and ask about that. And of course, again, I mentioned last night, I'll mention tonight, and that's it. We're down to the last few bottles of REM sleep. Now, folks, this product is a natural supplement that helps you relax at night, relax your mind and your body, and rest well. It doesn't make you sleep. It allows you to sleep. That the last few bottles, once these are gone, there's no more being made anywhere that I know of. And I'm serious. How about the last batch? So we have them here. If you want to call tomorrow and order them, it's $12.50 a bottle or for four and five or more, $10.50 a bottle. So we want you to give them if you want them. At 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, you'll save us money if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you. If nothing else, just say hi to us. We do want to hear from you, and I do mean that. You folks are the reason we're here for almost 30 years in March. To make 30 years, people, 30 years. And some of y'all have been listening over 20 years. I don't know why, but you do, and I appreciate it. I really mean that. But again, our guest tonight is Dr. Bruce Becker. He does do a podcast entitled Bible Threads. When I heard that, I read that on his bio, that intrigued me. Because the Bible is not laid out in just kind of happenstance way. It's put together just like a Muriel. It comes together and it all fits together just like a perfect puzzle comes together and shows a picture. It shows a picture of God's grace and mercy. And also his judgment and justice. From the beginning to the end of it. We're going to talk to Dr. Breck about that in just a minute, so don't you all go with that. But first, I'll bring him up and have him say hi to everybody. And Dr. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's an honor to have you, sir. It really is. I've been looking forward to this all day. And before we get started in what we want to talk about, tell the folks who Dr. Bruce Becker is. And by the way, folks, you told me during the break there that He lived up in northern Wisconsin. It got down to 40 below, and that wasn't abnormal. 40 below. Ooh, and that one wind chill factor. I don't think I'll go up there. Go ahead, Dr. Bruce.
It can get cold up there, and I live now in southern Wisconsin where it doesn't get that cold. But we still get some cold. We get snow. So I live in the Milwaukee metro area in a small town northwest of Milwaukee, about 30 miles.
Okay. And tell the folks about yourself. I mean, what have you done? What did you have done with your life, and how did you get started the podcast? And just give us a little bit of an overview of who you are.
Well, when I started out in ministry, I graduated from a seminary 40 years ago. I never dreamed, well, I didn't even know what a podcast was. But I served the church out in a mission start out in western New York State, not a little closer to where you're at. Then I served a larger congregation as the lead pastor in central Wisconsin. Served for 14 years for the denomination that I was affiliated with. I did consulting with congregations. I oversaw the distribution of resources to churches, you know, in worship and stewardship and adult spiritual growth and youth discipleship and so on. And then I came to this ministry, this media ministry called Time of Grace, headquartered, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I currently serve as the executive vice president for most of my time at Time of Grace. I manage the day-to-day operations. But 2.5 years ago, the president and CEO came to me and said, you know, Bruce, you're seminary trained, you're a good writer, you know, you've got a voice for doing a podcast. We'd like you to not worry about the day-to-day operations anymore and start authoring books that the people who listen to and watch Time of Grace, and then also to do podcasts, start your own podcast. So that was about 2.5 years ago, and I was real skeptical. You know, Pastor Butch, I go, who is going to want to listen to a podcast by me?
I understand that feeling completely, and I still wonder sometimes. Go ahead.
So it has turned out to just to be just wonderful and rewarding. And so Bible Threads with Dr. Bruce Becker, that's the title of it. You can search for it on any podcast place where you get podcasts from, or you can go to our website and listen to it there. But, I wanted to have something different rather than just what a lot of other people are doing in terms of religious Christian podcasts. And so I talked to some friends, and they gave me some good ideas, and came up with this to look at the threads that run through the Bible. Now, the big red line thread, that's the Messiah and fulfilled in Jesus, all the way from, you know, Genesis chapter 3 until Jesus came, and we read all about him in the Gospels.
And Dr. Bruce, I'm going to say one thing on a much smaller scale. When I look back over my life, and I'm sure yours, you can see the thread of God's hand through your life from the beginning, can't you?
Yes, yes, I can. And it didn't go where I thought it was going to go.
No, I understand that. I started preaching. I gave in to preaching 45 years ago. I started, all right, Lord, I'll preach. He gave me a dream one night. He said, you better listen to me. A dream is scaring me. He said, okay, I'll preach, but I'm not going to be a pastor. Within 2 years, I was pastoring two churches, and I ain't stopped since. So that'll tell you something. I've learned, it's like telling your earthly daddy, I'm not going to do that. You want to bet? Anyway, but you look back over the threads, like you said, and it brought you in a podcast, something you never dreamed about doing, and you've been blessed while you're doing it. The same with me. I was so backward and bashful that somebody come to our home sometimes, I'd go back to the bedroom. Not because I didn't like people. I was real shy. I get up testifying in church and just about shake the pew loose I was holding on to. And now I'm doing a worldwide radio broadcast thinking about this. That's the hand of God in my life. All glory to him. But I'm sure you can say the same thing. You never intended to do this. You never had any intention of doing this, but yet here you are.
I started out thinking I was going to either pastor a church in the U.S. or go to a foreign country and do some mission work. That was really my dream, what I wanted to do, and that never happened for me. Never had the opportunity to do that. But you know what? This my podcast is listened to in more than 100 countries around the world.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. Think of the technology that does that. I sit out here in the woods, at what we call in a holler in West Virginia, and broadcast over the world. Isn't that amazing what God can do with technology if we use it for the right purpose?
And the thing that just strikes me is that my youthful desire, the Lord provided, not in the way I thought about it, but in this technological way. And it's humbling. It's humbling to realize that we got a God who loves us, a God who cares, a God who wants us to have the best that we possibly can. And I've just been so blessed over these four decades.
Amen. Amen. You look back over your life and you see the hand of God and everything. Excuse me. and the grace that he's showing us, because you and I both know we don't deserve his grace, and it's just an honor to serve him at any capacity he puts us into. So he chose you to go on the podcast, put me on the radio broadcast, and I thought, you know, this never happened to me. But here we are, and I praise God for that. But now you're going to share, of course, you mentioned, you know, the scarlet thread. That's Christ, of course, himself, and all through the scriptures from Genesis right on through the end of Revelation. But what other ways, and people ask this question, how do you know the Word of God is true? How can you prove it's true? And you try to explain things to them because everything in the Word is fits together perfectly. What do you say? How do you explain the thread of the Word of God?
Well, let me give you some examples that might be helpful. Is that, for example, I do the podcast in series, and the first series I did was called The Grand Ands of the Bible. And this is where you have two words connected with the word and. You find it, a form of it in the Old Testament, you find it in the New Testament, and they really focus on the same thing. So whether, you know, the Bible was written over the course of 1,600 years, and yet you've got, you know, things like heaven and earth, or grace and peace, or Lord and Savior, visible and invisible. And you see these things popping up as you read through the scriptures. And to me, that is a great testimony that, you know, 1,600 years this was written, almost three dozen different authors, 700,000 words, two testaments, and yet it all fits together. And yes, when we see these things, you know, keep popping up and with the same kind of significance, that's just the testimony that this is the inspired Word of God and everything in it is true.
Amen. Amen. You know, when you look at it like that and you look at it with an open mind to see the truth, it's astonishing. It humbles you just to hold the book in your hand and knowing that you're holding the Word of God in your hand. It's just so humbling. But you share some things, if you like, that you've shared on your podcast. I want to know more about this and what you're doing. Please go ahead.
All right. In this, in the Grand Ands, people have asked me, you know, which of the Grand Ands did you find the most rewarding? And it was actually a double and. It's the words body, soul, and spirit. And what I do is I take that and then I do research. I read every place in Scripture where it's talking about the body or the soul or the spirit. And as you study the Bible that way, across books, across the Testaments, you start to see things popping up. And it was the takeaway for me was everybody has a body and soul. And the soul is sometimes confused with the spirit, you know, and sometimes they're lumped together, they're, you know, joined together, sometimes they're separate. But the word soul in the New Testament Greek is a word that is psyche. So it's our psyche, it's our emotions, it's our thought process, it's everything about us that isn't the body. And everybody, whether you're a Christian, a believer, or not a believer, has a body and soul. But the key is the Spirit. And that's something that the Spirit comes into our hearts and lives and gives us a new spirit, gives us new life. And so it was, I learned so much when I sit down and I study the Word, and I've been doing this for, many, many decades, but I always learn something new.
Well, how many times have you saw something in the Scriptures that you read at least 50 times before, something along those lines, and all of a sudden it hits you, why didn't I see that 10 years ago? Why didn't I understand this 10 years ago? And I know it's our growth. I understand the spiritual growth. I understand that. But it still makes me some kind of frustrated myself. Why didn't I understand this 10 years ago? It's right there. I read it before. But it just makes, it comes on like a light bulb in a dark room sometimes, doesn't it?
It happens all the time. And
yes, it does.
Just like you said, why didn't I see that? But I believe one of the factors is that the more you study the Bible, the more it kind of shapes you. It gives you some different perspective. So when you come back to that passage that you didn't think of it before, you all have new insight that reveals it. And so it's a constant, as you study the Bible, it's a constant revelation of understanding of what God is trying to tell us.
That's very true. Very true. And it's like, to get all the wisdom out of the Word of God is like dipping the ocean dry with a thimble in a bucket. You dip all day and you got a whole bucket full. Look all that's left. You just can't do it. And every time you pick up the book and study, you see something new that's been there all along. It can change the whole meaning of the verse for you at the time, or maybe a whole subject can be changed just by reading one verse and checking it out. For example, many, many years ago now, I was looking through the Scripture, and I was in a bathroom shaving, getting ready to work, actually. And the word peace come to me. In Daniel 8:25, it says he'll destroy many through peace. I thought, well, that means that he's going to force people into peace, go to war to make me peaceful. And then the Holy Spirit said, look up the word peace. I looked it up, Brother Bruce, and that word peace actually meant false prosperity and false peace, so to speak. He deceives many through false security and false peace. That doesn't that make more sense than thinking it's going to force, He deceives the world through false, and prosperity has always been a destruction for God's people, always. And here we've fallen for it again. But anyway, you go ahead. But that's just something I want to share. When I saw that, it opened up a whole new meaning about the period, the Christ teaching on mammon and the love of money. Opened up a whole new meaning. That's how the beast system, and that's how the Antichrist takes us down, false security and false prosperity. Wow. Anyway, go ahead.
Yep. Another one of my series, it's called Storylines. And this is actually looking at various subjects that appear throughout the Bible. And again, an illustration will help. For example, gardens that occur in the Bible. There are five different kinds of gardens that you'll find in the Bible. The first kind is a vegetable or herb garden. You see that especially in the Old Testament to Israel, also when the Israelites went to Babylonian captivity. And what those gardens do is it serves our physical needs. Another one that serves our physical needs are the orchards and the vineyards. Got some Old Testament stories like King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and wanting Naboth to sell them his vineyard. You've got the Mount of Olives, where you've got Olive Grove, and right there is the Garden of Gethsemane. So something happens there as well, not just food, but that's where our Lord is praying to take this cup from me. There are royal gardens. They're lavish gardens. Today it might be similar to our state parks. It's where there's a lot of trees and greenery. In the book of Esther, where the palace that she was at, there was actually an enclosed garden inside the palace. And the only one that got to use it was the royalty, was the king. The fourth one are the burial places. And so also you've got in the Old Testament the Garden of Uzzah, where King Manasseh was buried. You got the Garden Tomb where Jesus was buried, and this affects our emotional and spiritual needs. And the last one is the Paradise Garden. Genesis chapter 1, we're in a paradise garden.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then when we get to the book of Revelation and John's letter to Ephesus, he talks about the future of eating the tree from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And so we're bookended with the paradise garden, the Garden of Eden, and then the garden of God that we will live in for all eternity. So that's an example of a thread that goes from Genesis to Revelation, and it's you just look at these things and it just goes, wow, God put this book all together for us to learn from and also be blessed by.
You know, that must have taken you years to get all this information put together and brought out, because that is some deep study. And have you noticed a pattern, perhaps, on certain topics, like certain numbers, certain amounts of certain things being mentioned, like a certain number of certain different topics, or just kind of random as far as numbers of times certain things mentioned?
In terms of how often they're mentioned?
Yes.
It's... the major ones are like, they're not a lot. I mean, it's not like hundreds of times. But, you know, there's various mountains, for example, mentioned in the Bible, both the Old Testament and New Testament. And big things happen on mountains, starting with Mount Ararat and Noah and the Ark landing there. And, of course, Mount Sinai. You know, and then you get to the New Testament, or mentioned Mount Carmel with Elijah. You get to the New Testament, the Mount of the Beatitudes, where Jesus had his Sermon on the Mount, the Mount of Transfiguration, which was just a glorious experience, Mount of Olives, and then Mount Zion, probably my favorite mountain, because you go back to the Old Testament, it was known as Mount Moriah, where Abraham is about to sacrifice his son, Isaac, and then the temple is built on Mount Zion, on that same general location, and then you get to the New Testament, and that's where Jesus is spending time on that very mountain, because Jerusalem was built on it, and then you get the final mountain, the mountain of Zion in heaven. You don't have a lot of mountains, but they're very significant.
And you said that the temple was built near where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac.
Yep, that was the same place, Mount Moriah.
I did not know that. I just learned something. Thank you.
It was taken over before David by the Jebusites. And David had to go and capture that area where then, you know, he established Jerusalem. He brought the tabernacle there. He built the palace there. And then, obviously, Solomon built the temple that David prepared for.
What a coincidence, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
What a coincidence.
And the more you do it, the more you go, oh, my, this is another example of God weaving his grace and truth throughout these 66 books.
Well, you know, when you discuss these things, and you just blessed me with what you just revealed to me. I didn't know that the first sacrifice, really, of Isaiah or Isaac was going to be in the same place the temple was built to sacrifice, you know, for hundreds of years. I did not know that. That's a very interesting concept in how it worked out. Well, now this is going to be a silly question, I'm sure. But how close was the Mount Configuration and and the other mounts to this same area?
The Mount of Transfiguration, there are two thoughts as to where it was located. One is very far north, and the other is kind of in the middle part of the country. I'm testing jogging my memory here now. There's an event that happens right after the Mount of Transfiguration, which suggests the northern mountain near the Sea of Galilee.
And you know, when you think about that, that's really a small geographical area for all these things to happen in. You know,
that's
amazing.
If you know the, I always, for people in Wisconsin, I use this illustration that it's like going from the state line with Illinois, and then you go all the way up to Green Bay, and then east to west is Lake Michigan to this big lake we have in the center of the state called Lake Winnebago. You can drive that in a few hours, and that's equivalent to the size of Israel. And it just puts in perspective, this was a small piece of real estate that Jesus walked.
That's phenomenal. I mean, that really is phenomenal. And I'm interested in what you've been saying, because you're fitting things together here that I did not know. And again, as you see this, then you can see prophecy being fulfilled through the threads, can't you?
Yes. Maybe your listeners would be interested in this. I wrote a very small, very short book. It was called Give Satan the Credit He Is Due. Not give him the honor he's due, because he doesn't deserve any honor, but give him the credit. And what this I've tried to do in this short book is simply to show how Satan is alive and well, and he shows up as a deceiver, he shows up as a liar, he shows up as an angel of light to deceive you. But talking about prophecy, there's a prophecy in about the king of Babylon in Isaiah 14. And it's directed to the king of Babylon, but I read this and I studied this and I go, he's also talking about Satan. And because he's talking about how he's fallen from heaven, calls him a morning star, the son of the dawn, cast down to the earth. And he had said, I'm going to ascend to the heavens. I'm going to raise my throne above the stars of God. I'm going to sit enthroned in the mount of the assembly. And yet then he is brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depth of the pit. And then there's another prophecy, and this one is in Ezekiel, directed at the king of Tyre. But again, you read this, and you go, this is talking about Satan. And, you know, he started out the seal of perfection, full of wisdom. You were in Eden. Ezekiel says, the garden of God. You were anointed by as a guardian cherub, for I ordained you. And then it goes.
Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. That is very interesting. Don't lose that thought. Folks, back at the break, if you have any questions you'd like to ask, make any comments, I'd love to hear from you. That's why we're here. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This should build your faith a lot, folks, tonight to hear these things. This is so beautiful. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back here and talking to Dr. Bruce Becker. And I'm enjoying this tremendously. He's already taught me a couple of things I didn't know. And it's really, again, bolstering my faith and encouraged me to keep going. And you're making a point right before the break. Finish the point you were making. We got a lot more to talk about. And folks, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. Go ahead and finish your thoughts, sir, before we went to break.
Yeah, I was talking about prophecy about the king of Babylon and then about the king of Tyre, and that you see Satan in here where he starts out as holy, and then wickedness was found in him. And then, God expelled him from heaven. And so, although this is about the king of Tyre, it gives us some insight, I believe, into Satan and who he is. This little book is available for anybody who who would like it. You can find it at timeofgrace.org. That's our website for our ministry, timeofgrace.org.
Well, if it's interesting what we're talking about right now, then I'm going to get a copy because this is really blessing me more than I can say. But, we were talking during the break about what's happened in our country and to the world, but I live in America. And how a church in restaurant in Richmond, Virginia, would not let a Christian group meet there because they were anti-homosexual marriage and they were pro-life, because they're afraid they would offend the workers who are LGBTQ and all that, and they wouldn't serve the Christian group. Now, brother, I don't mean to sound this, but I'm going to ask you, if someone would tell a black group we're not going to serve you, there'll be riots in the street. But all of a sudden, Christians are being the target, and this is being prophesied. Now, we saw that in the scriptures also, didn't we? Old Testament, and with the three Hebrew children and on, how true believers tormented and killed for the glory of Christ and the glory of God. That's nothing new, is it?
No, it's not. It's as old as this world has been in existence ever since the fall into sin.
And I've said many times that it's impossible for a righteous man to peacefully coexist with evil, because he can't keep his mouth shut. He's got to tell the truth. He's got to tell people the truth because he loves the people. But that generally is what gets him in trouble with we'll say the law and the Pharisees of the nation today. They had many Pharisees and scribes, and then who tried to destroy Christ. We see the same thing today in the churches today. A lot of Pharisees who come out against people that are trying to tell the truth and protect the unborn babies, and we're hated for that point. So we're seeing the same thing now in the U.S. powers of be are turning against the church. We're seeing that happen. It's not the first time it happened in history, but we're living in a country that's never happened before. And in my lifetime, I never thought I'd see the day when Christians would turn away from places to eat just because they're Christians. And that thread, again, is all through the Scripture, right up to the New Testament. I mean, how many people have been martyred for the cause of Christ, Bruce, over the years, just because they wouldn't compromise the Word of God?
Right, and it's far worse in other countries, especially in the Middle East and African countries. But, it can come here, too.
It is here. And what really makes it even sadder is the Far East and Africa, and they didn't have what we've been given in America. They didn't have America. They didn't have what we were blessed with. They just never had it. We're probably the most prosperous nation in the history of the world. They didn't have this, and now we're seeing a nation that was blessed and prospered by the Word of God and by following Him turn into a nation that's turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And again, that thread goes right on through history from Old Testament to New Testament. You mentioned a couple already, that turned from God and turned into wickedness. But you go ahead and make another comment, too, then we'll take a couple phone calls. Folks, we'll get your phone call just a minute, I promise, 844-769-2944. Go ahead and share a couple more things, and then we'll get phone calls.
Yeah. Maybe related to that is the last podcast series I did, it was called True Crimes Bible Edition. True Crimes is really popular these days. But there's 10 crimes committed in the Bible. Take a look at them, why they did it, who they did it, who it was. Started with Cain, for example. But the main point is how God responded. In the example of Cain's murder of his brother Abel, he received punishment. The next one that I looked at was Moses killing the Egyptian taskmaster. And how did God respond? God responded with grace and forgiveness. And so what's the difference? Why is God responding to Cain one way and to Moses the other way? And it's because of what's in that person's heart, that relationship. Cain had no relationship with God. He did not love him. He did not honor him, but Moses did. Moses was just 40 years early in his actions. He thought that he should be leading the Israelites and standing up for them. So he had the timing off from God's timetable, but he did it out of a heart of faith. And so going through some of the crimes in the Bible, you see that contrast, and it reminds us how important it is for us to stay close to our Savior.
Amen. 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 You know, those he loves, he chastens, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it also. Let's talk to Brother Matt in Texas. I know who this gentleman is, Dr. Bruce. He puts out a little paper once a month, a very good little paper that he sends me, and I really enjoy it. It's called Tribulation Watch Newsletter. This is Matt from Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Bruce. I hadn't talked to you in a while.
No, you haven't.
And, I was just wondering, is your guest King James?
You know, I never asked that. Are you King James Bible? That's the Bible you use, King James Version?
I use a variety of translations. Probably the New International Version. I don't like the newest one, but go back to the 2011. Even better than that is the 2007 one. But it depends on what I'm studying and so on. But I would say the default would be the NIV, but not exclusively.
Okay, I want to say this. The NIV is a very dangerous book, and I'll tell you about that sometime off the air. But go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I agree with that, Pastor Butch. I came across a chick track last week, and it talked about different Bible versions. But in the track, it mentioned the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. And verse 37 is completely missing in the NIV Bible. And in the King James, this is what it says. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believest that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's in the King James, and that's missing out of the NIV.
Interesting.
I
can believe it. I've studied the NIV some and shared what the differences in. They leave out hundreds of verses, actually. So it can be very dangerous. Dr. Bruce maybe didn't understand that, but they can be very dangerous and something they need to maybe look into. But anyway.
Go ahead,
Dr. Bruce. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that the NIV does, they give greater weight to some manuscripts. And that's why some of those things happen. It's, you know, it's in the footnote what that verse was that the gentleman just read. It has to do with their philosophy of translating and giving certain weight to certain ancient manuscripts more than others.
Okay, and again, that verse is so vitally important. People may not read the footnotes.
Right.
That should be right up with the rest of them, I would think, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But good call, Matt. Thanks for calling. Anything else you want to say?
Okay. That's it, Pastor Bitch.
Hey, thanks for calling, Matt. Appreciate
you. All right.
Keep up the good
Lord
work.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks,
but
Matt.
But anyway, so we see so many things, and folks, you all know this. I'm a KJV only, although I do study other versions. I use them for comparison because I see what the difference is. But when you look through the Scripture, as we were saying before, when you watch the thread of God's hand working in individual lives, in nations' lives, the blessings he brought on the people that loved him and the forgiveness he had for them when they messed up, that's all a thread of grace from Genesis to the Revelation. People say, well, the grace is New Testament. No, that's not true. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, didn't he? I mean, the grace has been in the Bible since the beginning, hadn't it?
Right. There's, when it comes to sin and grace, there's no difference between Old and New Testament.
And if there had been, the Old Testament would, people in the Old Testament would have been, we'll say, judged unfairly. I mean, there had to be grace there. And they're shedding blood for sin in the Old Testament also, and that's what we got. People have got to get the idea that Old Testament, New Testament are opposites. They're not opposites. One opposes the other. You go ahead. I'm sorry, I get carried away.
I was just agreeing with you. The Old Testament believers had a much tougher time than we do because we look back and see the fulfillment in Jesus. And they had to believe and trust in these sometimes vague promises of the future Messiah. When Eve got the promise about going to give birth to a son in the future who is going to crush the head of Satan, I mean, she has her first boy, and she goes, oh, he's here. No, it wasn't there. It wasn't him. That's a vague, much vaguer a verse as to what it means. So they had to simply rely that, yes, God loves me, and God's going to keep his promises.
Amen. Well, one huge advantage we have also, that the Holy Spirit of God dwelled in the temple of God once a year when the sacrifice is given.
Mm-hmm.
But now the Holy Spirit dwells in a new temple, which is the body of Christ. That's us. We have him
him
with us all the time. What a huge advantage we have over the Old Testament as far as that part goes. The same grace, the same God, the same authority. But he gave us the Holy Spirit to be our God and be our teacher and teach us the Word of God and lead us in our lives. And, you know, sometimes I think, Brother Bruce, we take so much just for granted. I mean, I know I do. We take it for granted. We shouldn't do that. And we look around the world and we think, why is it this way? Well, the difference between us and them is Jesus Christ. That's the difference. We believe in him. His word's true to us. We live by it. And that's what makes us different. We were all heathens. We were all lost. We were all damned to hell. Maybe some are much more evil than others as far as man's evil, the scales of evil go. But we were all lost, weren't we?
Absolutely.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just as King David said, you know, I was born in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. We just pass it on from generation to generation.
Yes, we do. We truly do. And, you know, that, so the difference between us and, we'll say, the deepest, darkest African continent is that we had Christ in our country for a while. We were given that, and they have never maybe had heard the way we have. And people that live down the street from us who are druggies or who knows what they're involved in, committing fornication or adultery, they have maybe haven't, no one's told about Christ. That's our job. But this is the difference. I mean, the only thing that I can say that's kept my wife and I married for 51 years is Jesus Christ. I can't take credit for it. There have been times in my marriage, I have to say this, Dr. Bruce, if I would have had a choice, I'd have walked out and forgot about it. I was really ticked at the moment. I was really upset, as probably would have with my wife. But the commitment we have to Christ has kept us together for 51 years. So that's a difference, my friends. It's not because we're better. We just know who Christ is. We know his saving grace. We love his word. And he's kept us on the path, not because we deserve it, but it's for his glory and his glory alone. Now, Dr. Bruce, go ahead before I start getting all wound up here. Go ahead.
I'm enjoying it. Let me tell you about a podcast series I just, episode number 4, and I call it Intersections. And what I'm doing is I'm going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to talk about every time the supernatural spirit world enters into the world of the Bible. Not covering the prophecies, because there's just some fantastic supernatural things there, but just where, like in the Old Testament, you know, the children of Israel are 40 years in the desert, and God shows up to give them food and water and protection. And so I'm just, I'll be starting. The one I'm working on right now is Joshua and Judges and First Samuel. But just going through and looking at those miracles, those supernatural events where God steps into our world. And again, I'm going through this and I go, God loves us that much that he would just come and make things happen so that we are protected, so that we have our basic needs. And he does that for us too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, and the downfall of a lot of this country is we put our trust in man to take care of our needs and not God Almighty. And now because we trust in man for so long, Jeremiah 17:5 is coming to fruition. Cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth the Lord. We put our trust in man and man's benefits, and now man pretty much has become our Lord, has he not? He tells us what to do, how to do it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, they tells us what to do more and more, and unfortunately for Christians, the day may come where Christians are no longer accepted, and that we are going to be required to teach things, believe things under threat of punishment.
I think it's already started.
It's
already started. I have friends who've been put in prison for preaching or street preaching, and I'm sure you've heard of Pastor Arthur Pulaski out of Canada was arrested 3 or 4 times for preaching, and he wouldn't close his doors with the COVID nonsense, and he fed the poor in the streets without a permission, and he'd been put in jail several times. Now, he's won some cases, and he's fighting back now as far as going to court, but this man was only doing doing God's will, taking care of the needy and the poor, and he's arrested for that, and he told him, don't come in my church, threaten to shut down my church. This is the church. It's the body of Christ. And they put him in jail. He'd been in jail. Him and his brother both arrested 2 or 3 times at least, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Isn't it also a law in Canada that you cannot preach against homosexuality?
I think it is. Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yeah, it is. And this is, we look up here and say, well, this can't happen here. My friends, it is happening here. A bit here and a bit there, but it's happening. Again, I bring up the restaurant. A restaurant that would not feed a group of Christians that wouldn't have dinner together. That pretty much is persecution on a very small level, maybe. But still, persecution is its beginning. The beginning is something that we probably don't want to see come to fruition. But it is in America. Whether we like it or not, folks, this is happening in America. And I don't, this isn't something that nobody, I think anybody looks forward to. I know I don't. But persecution is coming to a nation, folks, that forgets God. And it starts with the house of God. We are the first. We'll be the first to face persecution because of maybe a lack of faith and standing for the truth in the past. I don't know what all that's going to hold. But judgment begins at the house of God. And that's all there is to it. And we're running out of time. Folks, you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. So to go ahead and call if you want to. And, Doctor, we're down about the last 5 minutes. What do you want? Go ahead and wrap up some things for us.
I'll just give the website once again, timeofgrace.org. We have there, we have print resources, we have video resources, we have video devotions, we have podcasts, we have blogs. I'm just one of 7 podcasters, and all 7 approach things a little differently. It's just a wealth of Bible teaching at timeofgrace.org. Anybody that's looking for some resources, check it out, see if there's something there for you.
And you said something too that instructs, it comes the same thing in the scripture. You said everybody does different things and on the podcast. Everybody has different ways to work with things. We all do. We're all unique. God's taken men of many backgrounds out of the scriptures, from paupers, let's say, to rich, to kings. He's taken them and used them for his glory, has he not? So there's different backgrounds. I mean, he took a doctor in the New Testament, and he's taken fishermen, and different. He takes people for what they are and who they are and use them uniquely to fulfill his word, does he not?
Absolutely. And that's what we talk about. Everybody has their own spiritual gifts, their own strengths, their own position, place, role. And all together we are working together to share Jesus with a fallen world.
Amen. And that's the only hope we have. folks, is Christ. As individuals and as nations, the only hope we have is Christ. And the sad part is most of the masses are not going to see that until it's too late. Dr. Bruce Becker, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it very, very much. Now, I keep your name handy, if you don't mind. Maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Sure. It'd be great. I'd love to.
I mean, this has been interesting. What you talk about, your podcast is interesting. And God bless you in your work. And let him continue to guide you with all truth and wisdom, and ask him for direction like I have to do every day. And believe me, I'm a hard-headed hillbilly. Sometimes even he tells me I still don't get it right. So, you know, I guess that's just part of being human, is it not?
That is true.
Well, brother, have a wonderful evening, and thanks again for joining us. I do appreciate you, and we'll talk in the future. If you need anything, you know where I am.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. And folks, I tell you, that I enjoy that very much. I need a little boost, and he gave it to us tonight, and showing some things that the Bible lines up perfectly. Now, I don't like the NIV scriptures at all. I use KJV only, and I do use other Bibles for reference to show them the difference in the Bibles. But apparently this man has a heart of God, and I just pray that they'll open his eyes to what's happening and to be very cautious in his direction. But let's just remember that he's only a man. He's not perfect, just like I'm not and you're not. But again, I'd like to remind you, if you don't mind, folks, keep us in your prayers. We could use some finances if you don't mind. And I hate to even say that, but I don't have any choice. Comes to paying airtime and paying the bills, they don't take God bless yous. they want the funds. So if you can help us, we would appreciate more than I can say. And we're doing our best to keep our thing down to a minimum. But the equipment on the radio has been a chunk the last couple months, a month and a half. It's been a chunk of money that we had to do. We had no choice. We had to do it or we'd have to quit broadcasting because the equipment wore out. But I want to thank you for loving us the way you have and been with us for so long. Don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday. Be in the office tomorrow. You want to just call and talk a little bit, share some thoughts. Now, maybe you're busy. Maybe I can't talk very long. But I want to hear from you. Some of y'all have been family a long, long time. If you don't call, I miss you. We've been family for many, many years. And I can name names, but I don't want to leave anybody out. Then I don't want to do that. But I can name names. And so don't ever think that you bother me when you call. If you need me during the week, you call and let Lisa know. She'll find me. I will call you. Please understand, I'm just a hillbilly preacher. I live in a small little home in the middle of the woods in West Virginia, so I'm nothing to brag on in myself. It's all in Christ. If I can be any blessing to you in any way, please let me know. I want to do God's work. I want to do His will. And I want to bless y'all if I can. I'll talk to you all tomorrow, folks. Have a wonderful night. We love you a whole bunch. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.